Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Well, if you're one of those swinging adults who are dating, inflation may be hurting you. Kristen Myers here from The Balance, and it looks like the data bears that out, Kristen Myers.
Yeah, they say, my love don't cost a thing, and that is a lie. I can't remember who sang the song. I think it was J-Lo, but she was lying to us. Because thanks to inflation, it apparently costs many things, more things than last year. And a lot of daters are choosing to respond in kind by, well, most of them are saying they're going to go out on less dates.
How many less dates? And first of all, when you survey all these people, how much of America is actually dating right now? I'm always kind of curious about that because I know a lot of people, they go, it's all younger people, but I know people that are maybe looking for that second husband or second wife that are listening now that are entering the dating scene again. So it's a lot of people.
Yeah, about 25%, actually, of the folks that we surveyed said that they were dating. And almost all of them, and this is very rare that you have almost a unanimous sentiment on a survey, but 90% of them actually said that their love life essentially was impacted by inflation. And so they're trying to come up with a lot of different ways to save a little bit of money. The most popular response was to go on fewer dates, 44%. actually said they're going to go on less dates because it's just getting too expensive.
Honestly, I think that's a good call. And not only that you shouldn't go on, I mean, you can go on as many dates with you want, as many people as you want. But if there's the pressure of limiting it, like, hey, we're going to get three dates to figure out whether we're a match or not. I feel like that puts some good added pressure on each date.
I don't know. That makes every date a very high stakes now.
Yes.
If you're going to
pack it in, baby. Come on, let's do it.
Make a decision. But you know what? People are actually getting creative. You know what the next most popular idea was actually to go out on free activities. 40% of people said that they were going to do that. And then over a third said they were actually going to try to just spend less on dates, while another third said, hey, we're going to date virtually, which is really going back in time to just about 2 years ago. Remember when everyone wanted to find love and they had to do it on Zoom or on Skype because of the pandemic? Well, a lot of folks are reverting back to it because Zoom is free and Skype is free. So people are doing those free dates virtually.
It is interesting because this, you know, dating and money shouldn't necessarily be correlated, but there's already confusion about who pays and what should I order when I'm on the date if I'm not the one paying? There is already kind of a murkiness to the dating and paying situation. I imagine that this just kind of heightens that tension.
So we actually did a survey last year back in around October to kind of touch on some of these, you know, murky issues. And we actually found that the more you pay, and I'm sure there's some folks that are listening that are not surprised by this, but the more you pay on the date, the more likely you are to get a second date. So that's not necessarily great for some of the daters out there that are trying to just spend less and less right now. But it is true. I think a lot of people associate money with love, which of course is not true. But I still think that there is a place to talk about money when it comes to love.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and you mentioned doing like free things. I think a lot of times you find that the free things allow you a little bit more time to actually learn something from your, you know, from the person you're going on the date with. A nice long walk. We got a free zoo just up the road here from where I'm sitting. Like, there are things that you can do that focus on the other person instead of trying to focus on how much you can spend on them.
Yeah, so if there's anyone listening, I'm going to put on my matchmaking hat for a second. I actually think that sometimes those free dates, if you plan them well, actually can show your potential partner that you're very thoughtful. And I think that it can actually go a long way. And so if anyone's listening and wants ideas for free dates, picnics are a great idea. You can go maybe get some sandwiches, meet up in the park and have a picnic and talk. Or museums in most cities, I believe Chicago has them as well, offers free nights at the museum or days where you can actually enter for free or pay as much as you want. And so those are great opportunities to essentially take someone out without spending too much cash.
When I think of my first few dates with my husband, I've got coffee. So what, that's $3 or $4, although that's gone up a little bit. Tennis, playing tennis, the first and last time we ever played tennis, and going to the zoo for free on a free day. So there you go. And it worked out pretty well for us.
Yeah, I don't. I've talked to some of my friends about this. They don't love the physical activity dates. So okay. Do that at your own risk.
Yeah.
Do that one at your own risk. But no, I think to your point, there's a lot of ways that you can get to know someone that doesn't exactly cost shelling out a couple hundred dollars. Dinner and a movie is not the only way to find love. And to essentially get to know someone else. And at a time when people are spending more and more just to go out to eat, costs are getting really, really high, especially on things like groceries, this might be the time that you need to pull back a little. And I should say that there's a lot of confusion right now about whether we are in a recession or not. It is clear that economic growth is slowing down. A lot of people are afraid potentially of losing their jobs. This is not necessarily the time to go spend, you know, $500 on steak dinners for you and the love interest that you have.
And, you know, this is serious money because you were in that survey you did in December about how much people actually do spend on dates. I mean, you're talking about $70 on first dates for millennials. If you're going on a couple a week and people willing to spend a lot more, I mean, these costs can add up. They could actually be a significant part of a millennial's or a Gen Z'er's budget or anyone else that could be discretionary money that could go to saving. And you know how much we love saving, and especially at that young age. I mean, these actually are important financial decisions that people need to think through.
Yeah, and if you are someone who is out there dating, if you don't make dating or, you know, a part of a budget, you really need to. Because as you're mentioning, we did find that folks were spending an average of $70 just about on every single date. And so we also found out that they're dating multiple times a month, sometimes even a week, especially if they're on dating apps. A lot of them are also paying for dating apps, a lot of folks. So that's money, $15 a month. And the more dating apps you are on, of course, you're widening the net. So it's probably more likely that you're finding more people that you might want to go on a date with. And so, I mean, just five dates a month is a couple hundred dollars that if you haven't budgeted could really start to set you back. And as you mentioned, that could be money that is put into your savings account. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go out on dates, so that you shouldn't spend money to go on dating. But I think you just need to think about it in terms of your greater personal finance picture.
I'm resisting the urge to plug $350 a month for every month for, let's say, 2 years into a calculator of compounding interest, because I really don't want to discourage people from finding love, because that's worth it. But I am just like, oh my gosh, that's tens of thousands of dollars in 40 years. Anyways, we won't do that today. Krista Myers, it's always great to chat with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Always great talking to you, John.